the rest of the story. Thomas Jefferson came to the presidency a widower, which posed an official problem. Who would be the hostess for formal entertaining? The first woman who came to mind was the president's daughter, Patsy. She was attractive, she was adept, but unfortunately she was also rarely available for such activities. So, who was there willing and able to become Thomas Jefferson's official Washington hostess? Somebody suggested Mrs. Todd. Mrs. Todd was a grand and a gracious southern lady from Guilford County, North Carolina. Her first marriage to a young lawyer ended with his death in the famous yellow fever epidemic that swept Philadelphia. Less than a year later, she married the man who was to become Tom Jefferson's Secretary of State. Well, now she and her husband were in Washington, and she would be most happy to help the president in any way that she could. The first difficulty to be overcome was Jefferson's own aversion to lavish dinner parties and ponderous protocol. For while the Washingtons and the Adamses had delighted in formal receptions and so on, this new president preferred intimate, unpretentious gatherings. But thus came Mrs. Todd to the rescue. She was an ample, jolly woman who seemed genuinely to enjoy people. Further to her advantage was an apparent disinterest in politics, which set partisan-minded guests at ease. This was a rather critical period in the history of Washington diplomacy. The city itself was brand new. The executive mansion was simply the president's house. Pennsylvania Avenue, if you can imagine this, Pennsylvania Avenue between the White House and the Capitol was little more than a swath of mud cut through the trees. Now into the burgeoning, unrefined federal capital streamed statesmen and diplomats from all over the world, and they expected something special. Well, they found it in the spectacular official entertainment of the First Lady who was not. President Jefferson's public relations genius, the gracious Mrs. Todd. With each social function, she became a more adept hostess, more charming, more efficient. Her dinner parties and her receptions were called dazzling. In fact, her own home, wherein most of these occasions took place, became known as the social hub of the nation's capital, while the president's house remained just the president's house. But this is the rest of the story. After 8 successful years of the Jefferson administration, the success due to a great extent to the Mrs. Todd you've just met, after those 2 Jefferson terms, March 4, 1809, a new president was inaugurated, the nation's 4th president, James Madison. Every student of American history is acquainted with his wife, Dolly. Dolly Madison, reared modestly as a Quaker girl, became the consummate Washington hostess, the paragon of propriety and festivity, the First Lady, to whom all subsequent First Ladies would inevitably be compared. Now, what made the accomplishments of Dolly Madison only slightly less remarkable was that she'd had 8 years' practice on the job. I said she'd had 8 years' practice. You see, Dolly Madison's first husband was named Todd. James Madison's first lady, who was, had been Tom Jefferson's first lady, who wasn't. The 2 women were the same woman. Now you know the rest of the story.